Hello everyone, thank you for joining me today on February 1st, and it is time for your daily dose of reality. For our first story, we unfortunately have a gross instance of police violence against a 9-year-old girl. In Rochester, New York, two body cam videos have been released showing police using pepper spray on an unidentified 9-year-old girl who was already in handcuffs and in the back of their police cruiser. The video is graphic and disturbing, so I have not included it within this video. If you would like to see the video for yourself, you can find the CBS link in the description below. This is yet another example of a concerned parent calling the police hoping that they can help out their child, only to find out that they were putting their child in danger. This story is reminiscent of a story from a few months back here in Utah where a 13-year-old boy was shot by police after his mother called them for help, calming him down. If any of you are under the illusion that the police will help de-escalate a situation, you are sorely mistaken. Police in the United States are trained to escalate situations in their mind even before a suspect or civilian acts. For example, according to the U.S. Bureau of Justice Statistics, U.S. police on average spend 110 hours training for self-defense while only spending 8 hours on conflict management. This is why police act like trained killers instead of public servants, because they are trained killers. On to our second story, we go to Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, where we get a pleasant story of a Chick-fil-A manager who was able to save a COVID-19 drive-through vaccination site with his logistical expertise. On January 22nd, local hospitals opened a COVID-19 vaccine drive-through, but due to a critical computer error, patients had to wait hours in a massive traffic jam just to get their shot. Mount Pleasant Mayor Will Haney knew just who to call, Jerry Wakowiak, manager of a local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Jerry came to evaluate the drive-thru and identified the problem. They only had one person checking in patients. After showing them how to operate the drive-thru with greater efficiency and getting the help of local volunteers, they were able to get the drive-thru running properly and were able to vaccinate over 1,000 people as a result. That has been your daily dose of reality. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Peace.